And on this Friday morning, it's time again for StoryCorps, the project that takes us across the nation to hear the stories of Americans in their own words. Today we hear from Tia Smallwood. She attended Douglas College at Rutgers University in the late 1960s, back when her name was still Tia Casciato. And it was a very different time. She was an economics major and often one of the only female students in her classes. Here she tells her daughter Christine about those days.
All the girls I went to high school with would talk about being teachers. And when I went to college, I started to study things that I really loved. And that's when I started taking finance and accounting courses. And this miserable old man, I had him for second year accounting and business law. He said to me, "Miss Casciato, you are the only woman that has ever gotten this far in my class, and I will make sure every day is a living hell for you." And he used to grade us on our class participation and how we would answer questions. And he said to me at the beginning of every class, "I hope you're prepared, Miss Casciato, because the most difficult question of the period will be yours." And I would smile. I mean, this is how backward the world was.
So then you graduated from Douglas, and how many job interviews did you have to go on?
I think I wrote 80 letters. I don't know how many jobs I applied to. And when I went in for the first interview, and this is like a vivid memory, I owned one dress. It was shades of red and pink in these big block geometric squares that had short sleeves, and it was a mini dress, and I had tights and heels on. And I walked in, and this guy, he interviewed me for 15 minutes, and then he said, "You need to stand up and turn around." And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Stand up and turn around." And I stood up, and I leaned over his desk, and I said, "I don't need this job this much." And that's when he said, "You're hired." That's the way it was. And I think it's like that today, only it's much more subtle.
How hard was it then to work and take care of Stephen and then me later on?
I really had this idea that I could do everything 100%. You know, like you can be 100% worker, 100% mother, 100% wife, and you can't. It's impossible. And you have these terrible decisions to make. Do you stay home? Do you work? Do you go after the brass ring in your career? What do you do with your children? You unconditionally love them. And you would give anything for them. You would give up your life, your career, your home. It's complicated. It's complicated.
Tia Smallwood with her daughter Christine at StoryCorps in New York. Their interview will be archived, along with all the others, at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from Joe and Carol Rich.